Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for my favorite part of the show. T-Hack sings with us.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
Guys, what just happened to you?
Decide. This is news. Or no.
Starting to play to the cameras, Erica.
Yeah.
Starting to realize it's not just radio. I want T-Hack and I. We're working on a little. We probably shouldn't let this out, but there's going to be, DCPA. It's going to be a play based on news or nope.
No, there's not.
It's like if the Book of Mormon gets a play, so does news or nope.
Yeah.
So we're going to be out there, and we got to work on our faces when we're doing news. You got to like furrow the brow, and then no one needs to be like, oh, you got to have your mouth really open.
You're
like
playing to the back, Erica.
Yeah, you got to play to the back. Really put a lot of eye makeup on. Mm-hmm. Feels like too much, and it's just the right amount.
You guys are such showgirls.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Have we used any notes? I don't think anybody used one.
I don't think so, but I'm about
negative.
To sneeze.
Okay. So anyway, there's
no, this. No, I can do it.
Two cannibals eating a clown.
I can do it.
She's ready.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck reunited on a red carpet yesterday.
I saw that.
For the NYC premiere of Kiss of the Spider-Woman. And they looked so thrilled to see each other. Remember, they
broke up hard.
It's like they were engaged 20-something years ago, and then he cheated on her right before the wedding, so then the wedding didn't happen.
You're going to tell me you're not doing giant hands right now? You're not playing to the cameras? You're not going big?
No,
for
I
the,
was doing it
are
for
you auditioning
guys. I was trying to
for the news
it.
Or no play? It feels
they
like an audition.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA's.
And then they broke up because he cheated. I'm doing jazz hands.
He didn't cheat? Did he cheat?
He cheated back. No, I can't stop doing
put your hands down, woman. It's radio.
He cheated like 20 years ago. So they
broke up for an infidelity when they weren't even married?
Yeah, because that's a thing. You can not be thrilled about someone cheating when you're just dating.
Yeah, but then you've already had a breakup for that one.
Right. So then they...
But now, like, you don't get to be mad at something.
No.
You got in a car accident a long time.
And then all these years later...
She found out.
No, years later one, I don't know why they broke up. They just did.
Oh. Yeah, they've dated multiple times.
Right.
Oh, like, sorry, I didn't read your hand signals as you were telling their life story from the beginning.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Okay,
so they were both...
Go to Instagram later, yeah. The Slacker Show. That'll be a video.
They were both at the premiere because... J-Lo is the star and Ben Affleck is the producer.
He produced it, yeah.
And this, I think that they started working on this
before, when they
were still married.
Was she, did she have a weird thing from her? Like the pictures I saw, I don't know.
She had this dress that had these like.
Oh, like things that came up to her head.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It is called The Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
But she don't have to dress like it on the red carpet.
But they look so happy to see each other. And she's beaming at him like they just made love.
Oh, no.
They do.
They'll fall back in again.
He's such a hard. I think she's a freak. I think she's so beautiful. And she's aging in reverse. I think, like, In Living Color, was that the name of that show that she was on? J-Lo, young, was 4,000 times less hot than she is now. It's correct. She's the, no human looks that much better as they've gotten older.
Right.
Like she does. He's just a fuddy-duddy though.
Like, he's cute, but he's fine.
No, but I think he just is, was there a single paparazzi shot of him where he wasn't like, I'm married to the hottest girl in the world. She just keeps getting hotter.
With Dunkin' Donuts and a cigarette.
Yeah. Like he's just,
I make movies with my best friend.
Yeah. Oh, man, my life.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Anyway.
That was the story.
Okay. T-Hack? Sorry, a lot of hand motions on News or Nope today.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The Village People are in the know.
No! Please!
Nicole Kidman back in the news, but not for her divorce. She was just announced as the latest Chanel ambassador.
Oh.
Which is, the timing people are saying like, oh, so you're getting a divorce, so you're like, I'm gonna take on a side gig.
Yeah.
You know, there's a like, oh, I bet Keith is upset because he's going to miss out on the Chanel money.
Because he's out on the road. Like,
yeah,
she
I don't know.
Needs something to be in the spotlight because he is, I feel like he's coming apart a little bit. Like, this is full on midlife crisis for him. He's not,
oh, no.
He's dropped the song about her from his set entirely.
Which song?
The Fighter.
Oh, I didn't even know that one.
Apparently it's about, so he's dropped that. He's dropped the ring. I don't know.
It makes me sad for them. They were so cute.
But obviously they weren't happy.
Did you notice her bangs? She did what every girl did.
She did, yes. The breakup bangs.
She did not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Girls, please. There's...
Ooh, don't...
I have to say it out loud.
You don't
there
like bangs?
There are 5% of you who can pull off bangs. Zooey Deschanel and like 4%. Most of you don't look good in bangs. You don't.
I love them.
My ex-wife was like, I've always wanted bangs. I want bangs. And then she did. I'm like,
I had bangs for a while.
Yeah, and you didn't look good, right? You did. Just admit it. Just own it. Just own that you don't.
I don't know, but I have a big forehead, so at least it covered that.
Why don't you have bangs still?
Because I grew them out.
Because yeah, and you grew them out because?
I grew up.
You don't want to be on my side because you think I'm saying something weird, but I'm not.
I thought they were kind of cute.
So many girls go like, oh my God, look how good Zoe looks. Look how good Taylor looks. And they cut them and you're like, ah! I look like I have a curtain around my face. Yeah. It looks bad.
I like them, but now that I'm listening to what you're saying, it's maybe the percentage that can pull them. I like when...
It's such a rare percentage.
I feel like your wife could pull them off.
She's had them before and I like it.
And you like it. Uh-huh. So she's got the right face. I'm not being mean because I think you could have super short hair. You could have long hair. You could have like shaved on the side. There's a million things you can do with your hair. But like bangs, it just frames your face in a way that if your face isn't like
perfect.
Edna Mode, darling.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Edna Mode and guest.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Today is National Taco Day, and it did fall on a Tuesday.
Let's go! What are we doing? Cancel Colorado tonight.
We're not going to Colorado.
We're doing Taco Tuesday.
You can look up like where to get some deals, like Taco Bell, Del Taco. Places have tacos.
No, you got to go to one of the places on the Colorado list. El Jardín, Casa Bonita, Santiago's.
Yeah.
You know what? You're so right.
Yep.
It's all, you know where else is a fun place?
Where?
It's fun to stay at the
YMCA.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.